Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net, getting the usual stream ready for YouTube, and we're off to the races. Here we go. All right, so before I get started, make sure you get onto the quantlabs.net, sign up to get all the daily news and what I'm working on, plus join the DVD or the private chat server here at quantlabs.net DVD. And sign up there to get access to all the detailed research I put up privately on that server. Lastly, this is what I talked about. We're getting a lot of exceptions on Binance. Let me just show you what we're talking about here. So if you come under quantlabs.net/blog, in here, there's a bunch of articles I posted regarding exceptions. Make sure you join our Telegram if you want. But the problem is on Binance spot market, we have posted some tips from, there's a Binance API Telegram channel. And there's exceptions, is also, there's a channel out there here. That's the Telegram invite. And here at dev.binance.vision, we have a forum for developers. Now, I just look for this article, tips from Binance API Telegram channel, exceptions of lot size and insufficient funds. That's the particular messages you get as for exceptions. And then options in my Telegram channel to handle these Binance cryptocurrency trading bot exceptions. So that's what we're going through. And right now, to bring it over to the spreadsheet for today, I have a spreadsheet that dynamically sets daily targets. And basically what it does is it's able to set it, which we did reach. And it got to about, let me just see if I can pull it up here. We want this one. So this is on the 16th of April. And it achieved it within a few hours. That's the general trend we get. I really need to stress this. This is our total ROI. So from the start of the day, it got up to 6%, 5%, then 4%, then 5%. And then it started really to dip in a matter of hours. So by 4:45, it reached its goal. I didn't say earlier than that, maybe 4:36 in the morning, and I just went downhill from there. You see all the negative that we have, and it stopped because it hit the maximum drawdown. Now, the system did its job, but I just said, oh, let it ride, it might grow. And this is what happens. And probabilities always goes this way, especially in this new market regime. So always listen to your system. Don't break the rules. Otherwise, you go from 5% to -5%, which is a 10% spread. That's crazy. And don't break those rules. Okay, so let's go through the list here. So we have half positive, half profitable, and half negative. So what I'll do is we have here Doge. So the timing, you'll see, I'll show Doge just because that's the coin right now of hype. But right here is where it started to be only profitable from Dash, Tezos, Anchor, Qtum, Sun, Ethereum Classic, Neo, Bitcoin Cash, RSR, Theta, and Litecoin. So we'll look at those. All right, so let's just take a look at what's going on with the big boy coins. Bitcoin's still on a nice up. Question is, on our pullback, how much more of a pullback do we have before it continues to move up? I'm currently trying to get the Kraken bot working. It's a tough slog because the entries are not taking because the momentum is not there, at least on a dip. But when it comes back, you should start seeing a few a few entries. So that's what I'm hoping on the Kraken. But here is what we're going to go through. Those coins as said, and that's another thing. Let's take a look at Ethereum as well. This one's been doing pretty good lately. So hopefully there'll be more Ethereum entries, which clearly is outperforming Bitcoin at this point as well. So let's look at these in that spreadsheet here. We'll start at the bottom. Litecoin, that one had just one position and it was profitable. So let's start looking at some of these. We also have Theta. Look at Litecoin. Just some big moves here. I consider those fairly explosive. Oh, before I forget, let's look at Doge. Okay, so this is Doge. It's like apparently many people have been minted because of Doge. This doesn't look right. Oh, that's a 1 hour. One day. Look at that. But you can see here, it did take some losses. But from these kind of moves, apparently it's minted a lot of millionaires. That happened yesterday. So we're talking today. So that's why you're seeing some losses. So let me pull up Litecoin. Is it a, it's an hourly chart. Let's look at the one day. Yeah, but those are still big moves on Litecoin. So that one's clearly moving. Theta is another one. So what we have there is one out of two positions that were profitable. Theta. Is this on the move again? We don't know. That's why we're looking at these. Big move there. It looks like it's fully recovered, but the question is, will it start to move up? Another one I haven't seen in a while, RSR. That one has got, again, one out of two. RSR, USDT. Look at that, those big moves there. Some of these coins do really, really well. 50% win ratio out of two positions. So the next one is, I'm sorry, I always say this. That one sits 100%. So that would be both positions were profitable. That's for RSR. Now the next one we'll look at is Bitcoin Cash. So some of these bigger coins are definitely moving. I can't remember his name, but he was saying there's going to be a big washout coming for the coins. Look at Bitcoin Cash. Look at that. It's huge. That's definitely outperforming. 670. It's doubled. Wow. See, everyone's talking about other coins, but this one's done very well as well. 655. That was, let me just see here if I got that correct. Closing price, 745. And now it's at 745. The volume's there, but not like what I was seeing on Doge. Neo, see if there's any questions here. No questions so far. Neo, this one did 80% win ratio on five positions. So this was fairly active at the time. Another big, wow, look at this, this is crazy. So $60 on April 10th, and now it's at 91. So it's gone up 50%. Unreal. This one I saw doing quite well. This is Ethereum Classic. So you're seeing right now certain coins still in play. They're just doing amazing. Let's take a look at that. Wow, that's a huge one. $20. That was, let's say, April 13th. I remember today's the 16th. So that's at, again, price $21, $39, $41. So that's more than doubled. Unreal. Okay, let's look at a couple more. That's why we only look at the winners and the ones that are more active. So Ethereum, a class of 83% win ratio on three positions. Next one, we're going to look at Sun. So Sun's not a big winner there. Qtum, this one did pretty good yesterday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Qtum. Uh, Yeah, today, well, it's not huge, not compared to us. So we're looking at closing price at 1502, April 13th, up to yesterday at $18. So, good little move there. ANKR. So these are now 50% on two positions, ANKR. So I'm not sure if we'll see some big winners here. But looking at this, we should only focus on those winners. And if the system shuts down, let it shut down. Many more improvements are going to be part of that. So you want to get on the private chats or so. So let me do ANKR. ANKR. Nothing much there. Tezos. Okay, let's check that one out. XTZ, the symbol name. But RSRs are looking really good too. I'm sure there's some other ones out there that are doing really well. This is what the bot that I got, the spot bot that picks it up. XTC is looking good. That's definitely in play as well. Closing price on April 13th, 655, and already up 720. Okay, let's look at Dash. So Dash, this is the last one. This is a question coming up in the next little bit. Dash. So that's four positions at 50%. Normally I don't cover the 50%. There's not a lot here. It's looking good, really good actually. Closing price, 286. April 11th, and it's already gone up 376 or so right now, and then that's it. So we'll stop there. No questions that I see, so we'll hold it out until tomorrow. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day.